cardiacarrest.org, and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded at 11 o'clock this morning for playback at this time.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers in for Celeste Quinn. Time now for AM 580 News. Some University of Illinois faculty members say they're concerned that a new memo goes too far when it comes to expressing political views while on the job. The newsletter from the U of I's ethics office says faculty and staff cannot wear campaign buttons or even attend political rallies on university time. The university has indicated that it doesn't intend to police such activities, though. But English professor Kerry Nelson, who's also the national president of the American Association of University Professors, says he's still concerned.
They did say that they were marking activities that faculty and staff should consider to be unethical. So that's a pretty strong warning to faculty and staff not to do these things, even if they wouldn't be enforced. And, of course, that they wouldn't be enforced now doesn't mean that they wouldn't be enforced 2 years from now.
Nelson says the memo has several flaws. He cites one example saying if a political science or sociology class were asked to attend a political rally as part of their studies, the present policy would prohibit their instructor from attending. Nelson says he's consulted with other university administrators and says the policy appears to be the first of its kind. U of I President Joseph White addressed the ethics policy at this week's annual faculty meeting and noted that the policy is bound to be violated now and then.
When we engage in political activities on the campus, when we're not using university resources, when we are on our own time, that even if it perhaps is a technical violation because of the origins of these policies, common sense prevails.
Nelson has distributed a statement to other faculty citing problems with the ethics policy. He's hoping to hear a response from U of I ethics officers soon. Teachers in Champaign's Unit 4 district have a new tentative contract to consider. Negotiators last night for the district and the teachers' union reached a tentative agreement. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Negotiators arriving at the Mellon Administrative Building for last night's bargaining session were greeted by approximately 200 members of the Champaign Federation of Teachers, who made their wishes clear.
What do we want?
Now turned out to be less than 5 hours later, when both sides announced a tentative contract agreement. Unit 4 School Board President Dave Tomlinson said the negotiations went smoothly.
All in all, I think it was a very amenable atmosphere, and I really believe that both sides wanted to work together to get the best agreement they could.
John Nadler of the Illinois Federation of Teachers agreed, although he said the process had been a lengthy one. Late last month, a federal mediator was called in to help move talks along. Last night's bargaining session was the third meeting to use the mediator. Details of the new contract are not being released until teachers have a chance to consider it at a meeting to be held sometime in the next 2 weeks. The Champaign School Board is expected to vote on the contract October 13th. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois Attorney General is investigating a state grant awarded by then-state Senator Barack Obama for a park that was never built. The $100,000 grant for a botanical garden in the impoverished Englewood neighborhood in Chicago was awarded by the Democratic presidential nominee in 2000. Officials are not investigating his actions in awarding the money. The grant went to a one-time Obama campaign volunteer who heads the Chicago Better Housing Association. The Chicago Sun-Times obtained documents to show that Kenny B. Smith wrote $85,000 in checks to his wife and his wife's construction company. The FBI may investigate the painting of a swastika on an interracial Terre Haute couple's shed as a possible hate crime. An agent with the Indianapolis FBI office says the agency will begin a full investigation if it seems likely the couple's civil rights were violated. In the meantime, she says the FBI is assisting Terre Haute police, who were informed of the incident over the weekend. The couple, who weren't publicly identified, say they have filed 3 other police reports of harassment over the past year. The executive director of the Illinois Tollway is announcing his resignation. He says he's taking a job for a company that does tollway work. Brian McPartland said in a statement today he would leave the agency October 24th. He's taking an executive post with Chicago-based McDonough Associates. It's an engineering and architectural firm. The firm's website says a significant portion of its work has been in design and construction of the Chicago area's expressway and tollway network. McPartland joined the tollway in 2003, was named executive director 2 years ago. While he was on, he oversaw expansion of the tollway and increased use of the I-Pass electronic toll collection system. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible by the Courier Cafe, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Whether it's almond French toast for breakfast, garden fresh salads and homemade soups for lunch, or burgers and hand-dipped shakes for dinner, the Courier Cafe in downtown Urbana has been offering fresh choices for 28 years.
It's 12:36 on the Afternoon Magazine, approaching 12:36, and we hit the weather office for a first glimpse, a good glimpse of the forecast for the weekend and, of course, for tomorrow. And meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Not a bad weekend, although we do see a little chance of rain moving in by the time we end our weekend, I guess.
Yeah.